Sunday mornings, 8:30 on Life, you'll hear Pastor Paul Carter and Into the Word. He's the pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Orillia, and Into the Word goes through chapters and books of the Bible bit by bit, and lately he's been in the book of Psalms. Pastor Paul Carter, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Great to be with you.
Now, it's interesting that if you give away a copy of the New Testament, you'll get all the Gospels and the letters and Psalms and Proverbs. It's very important that those are included. And can you tell us why?
Well, actually, interestingly, for about 1,000 years during the Middle Ages, the only portion of the Bible that the typical layperson had access to was the Psalms. And so the Psalms was really not just the songbook of the church. It was also kind of the devotional of the church. Martin Luther, for example, said that if you meditate properly on just one verse of the Psalms every day, then you'll have adequate nourishment for your soul. And it was typical to refer to the Psalms as a Bible in miniature. And it feels very much almost like a New Testament book in the Old Testament, because so many of the Psalms are royal Psalms or messianic Psalms, meaning that David in the Spirit is kind of looking down his royal line in the Spirit and seeing Jesus, speaking about Jesus. You see that, for example, when you read Psalm 2, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all those who find refuge in him." So it almost feels like a book of the New Testament in the Old Testament.
Wow. Now, the Psalms, many people might not know, are not all written by David, right? How many authors are there? There's not that many.
No, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I think there are 13. Most of them are written by David. And the assumption of a lot of scholars is if there's not a superscription indicating otherwise, then it is a Psalm of David. But there are Psalms of Solomon, Psalms of Asaph, Ethan, the Ephrathite. There's a number of different authors that are mentioned, but the majority of them are written by David.
Wow. I wonder what they would feel if they knew that thousands of years later we're still reading their material.
Yeah. I would imagine, I mean, we always say, rightly so, we remind people the ultimate author of every book of the Bible, every chapter of the Bible, is the Holy Spirit. And so, even though there are these different authors, underneath it all, there is the one voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And interesting, too, you mentioned a superscription. So if people don't know what that is, it's kind of a little, not a disclaimer, but a preamble before the psalm. And it had some specific instructions and things like that in it, didn't it?
Yeah, sometimes. So often it'll say like a Psalm of David to the choir master to the tune of Do Not Destroy or something like that.
Yeah.
And some of them will have biographical information. Not all of them do, but some of them will say, you know, a Psalm of David when he was in the cave, or a Psalm of David when he was running from Absalom. And so that can be very helpful. Just in terms of, I like to almost run a little visual movie of it in my mind when I'm listening. So Psalm 17, for example, doesn't have a superscription, but the words in it, most scholars think it was written when David was on the run from Saul around the Rock of Maon. That great story. It's like an episode from Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
When Saul is chasing David and David is running around and Saul is almost on top of David. And then all of a sudden the messenger comes and tells Saul that the Philistines have invaded. So he breaks off. And then David writes this psalm, this prayer. That reflects kind of the arrow prayers that he was shooting up while he was running from Saul. It's very cool. And so I kind of play the narrative in my mind as I'm reading the Psalms, or Psalm 142, which is, it says specifically, was written by David in the cave. So it's in the cave in En Gedi. We remember the story when Saul goes into the cave to relieve himself, and David's men are like, you know, you should kill him. And David cuts off a corner of his robe to prove to Saul that he's not trying to kill him. He's not his enemy.
Right.
And then he writes Psalm 142 in the cave, where he comes to the realization that it is God that is protecting him. It's not the cave, it's not the stronghold, it's not Masada, it's God. Wherever he is, it's God that is his defense and his stronghold. And having those narratives in your mind while you read the Psalms really brings them to life.
So the importance of studying the Psalms, for you, Paul, if people are thinking, okay, well, is this a good place to start? I mean, it sounds like it should be easy to jump in.
Yeah, so we did the introductory episode, which, again, people can find it on the TGC Canada website, or there's an Into the Word app where it's probably the easiest to get all this stuff, because, like I said, they've been released out of order. But if you want to listen to them in order, probably the easiest way to do that is on the Into the Word app. You can get that wherever you get apps. But I would listen to the introduction episode first, because the Book of Psalms is maybe the most confusing book for the first-time reader, because the Psalms aren't organized chronologically or sequentially, and so you need a little bit of help figuring out how is this put together. There is some logic to it, How is this put together? How does it work? How should I read these? What stories do they connect to? And so the introduction can help. And then Psalm 1 and 2, those two Psalms together, are often called the gateway to the Psalms. They're meant to be read together. They introduce the book as a whole. So definitely start with 1 and 2, and then you should be good to go.
You can listen for Into the Word, 8:30 Sunday mornings here on Life with Pastor Paul Carter. Right now they're going through the book of Psalms, and we'll post some links on our Life Facebook page. Pastor Paul Carter, thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Anytime.